Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Welcome back, friends. Gerald here. On June 17th, my wife Camille and I will celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary. You might think, wow, Gerald and Camille have marriage all figured out. But 25 years, a quarter of a lifetime of marriage, is not as common as one might assume. Marriage rates have been declining since the 70s, and it's more challenging today to stay committed in a marriage as we did in 2000 when we exchanged vows in the sacrament of matrimony in the Catholic Church. Unfortunately, we've seen this decline affect one too many close friends we grew up with in California. So, what's the key to longevity in our marriage? That's for another episode. But I can tell you, it's rooted in a continual shared faith in God through the Eucharist. Through this communion, it unites us with all the members of His mystical body, the Church. I'm the first to admit I sometimes fail to listen to my wife when she's trying to share something important. However, I acknowledge in my humility that God continues to mold me through my wife. I choose to listen rather than selectively hear when it's convenient for me. In today's reading from Luke chapter 9, verse 35, a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." This verse highlights the divine nature of Jesus Christ and God's direct command to follow his teachings. This occurs during the Transfiguration, where Jesus' divine glory is revealed to Peter, James, and John. Just a few verses earlier, the apostles doubted who Jesus was during the feeding of the 5,000. After the Transfiguration, there was no longer any question about his identity. For us, this reading serves as a reminder to prioritize listening to and following Jesus in our daily lives. It calls us to recognize his authority and divinity to seek guidance from his words and actions. Reflecting on this verse should encourage us to deepen our relationship with Christ, trust in his wisdom, and align our lives with his teachings. So, are we listening to Jesus and his teachings? Are we making the daily journey to hear the word, Jesus Christ? When we hear the word, is there a conversion of the heart and a desire to repent? Do we act on it, acknowledging the revelation and putting it into practice? Do we seek change in our lives and desire to live differently because of it? Do we have the ears to hear and put it into practice? Wisdom comes through us through his word, which is the true wisdom of God. The response to God's call through his word is the obedience of faith. It's an invitation to participate by actively listening to God in the stillness and quietness of our hearts, even if it's just for a few minutes. This Lent, I've committed to spending 10 quiet minutes each day listening to God. No distractions, just listening. Whether I'm in the office, at home, out for a walk, or in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I dedicate these 10 minutes. Sounds easy, right? Some of you already do this, while others might struggle every time. After listening to this episode, I encourage you to go before the sacrament and listen to him. This is where God reveals himself in words and deeds, showing us that we are loved by him. Recently, I exchanged JPays, that's prison speak for email communication, with an incarcerated man studying to be a third order Dominican. He wrote to me about listening. He says that during the season, God invites us to listen to him personally through his beloved son. In life, it's easy to get distracted by worldly things and get lost in life's difficulties. But God reminds us to pay attention to what's truly important. When Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, he focused on his Father. And so must we as we journey through our own deserts. The Father asks us to listen to Jesus, and as I reflect on this scripture, I realize I haven't been doing so. The challenge for us is to dive into the Word and listen to what Jesus is saying to us. He goes on to say, "How amazing would it have been to stand on the mountain with the disciples and hear these words from God? Would you listen and repent? Or would you forget about it in the next 10 minutes because, well, something else seemed more important? The decision is yours, but I encourage you to stay rooted in His Word. Listen to Jesus and receive the wisdom He offers." So my challenge to you is not only to dive into His Word and listen to Him, but go even deeper and lean into His mercy. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you to the sacrament of reconciliation and receive Him in the Eucharist to enable yourself to live in obedience to faith. This deeper conversion of our hearts is our response, allowing His grace to transform us as He wills. Let us pray and allow God to be with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O most heavenly Father, help us to be humble and seek Your wisdom in the Word. When You speak to us, give us the ears to hear what needs to change during this Lent in the encouragement and boldness to act on it. Help us to persevere in prayer as we are called to listen with our minds, lips, and hearts. For this is Your will in Jesus Christ for all of us. Amen. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.